doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Really great news from London Pulse. Sam Bird is on the line because we have news of a brand new partnership and a corporate cup in one day, courtesy of Keaton Chambers. Sam, this is amazing news.
Yeah, it's fantastic news. We're really delighted to be working with Keaton Chambers in a new sponsorship partnership, and they're going to be sponsoring our London Pulse Corporate Netball Cup, which we're going to run at the Copper Box in the spring of 2021. And it's just fantastic to have support from Keaton Chambers for our club. And the Corporate Cup's a new idea, and we've been working very closely with the Copper Box and Keaton Chambers to try and formulate this competition, and I'm really pleased that's happened.
Keaton Chambers and themselves are leading commercial barristers in London, for those that maybe weren't aware of them. Firstly, let's have a look at the partnership. How well do they fit into that London Pulse vision?
Well, they're really the partnership for us. They're QC Marcus Taverner, who's the head of Chambers. He's very keen that their staff and the barristers within that set work to a good sort of work-life balance. And they already have a netball team, both female and mixed, I believe. So they're already hooked on netball like we are. So when we sort of started to look to work with them, they were a very natural fit for us in terms of being in the city and really recognising the benefit of keeping their staff happy and healthy through netball. So that sort of fits in with our culture, and they were keen then to work with us because the Corporate Cup, the money is raised through the sponsorship, and then the money that's raised via teams entering will all be ring-fenced for our community programme to help talented athletes in London. So it works really well for everybody.
It's all about connecting with those playing and loving the sport as well.
Yes, yeah, and there's lots of corporate firms in London that play in social leagues and already compete. And we've been just really interested to try and find out a little bit more about that and understand what goes on at a social level for adult leagues in London. And it's great to see that lots of corporations do actually support netball and the game of netball. And the expressions of interest we've had to enter this competition already has just been really exciting. We've got up to 16 teams that can play, and there'll be a female league and a mixed league within the Corporate Cup. So it's going to be a really exciting event. Our Super League players will be there. And I'm just really pleased that we can then use that money to support our community schemes that we're setting up in London to develop new talented athletes, which is really important for our club to do that and for netball as a whole across London.
Yeah, we know the passion that Pulse and a lot of clubs around the country have for encouraging that community side of the game as well. So the fact that something like this will give you that additional piece of funding,
huge advantage. And it's really important through this period of time where, you know, people aren't able to play, that we plan and put things in place to enable them to return when they can. So the community and grassroots element of the sport is absolutely essential for the survival of our sport as well. So we believe that we should be giving back into the community, and by being focused on the community, actually what's happened is that corporate firms have become interested in us because we're doing this community work. So it's a really nice circle, and we're delighted with Keaton sponsoring this event and supporting the club and our aims, really.
Have you been surprised at the response you've had to the what does it take sessions, the online training sessions as well?
Yeah, well, I think what it's shown is there's just a real desire for people to access netball in any way they can. And because we've been able to use technology to still keep delivering netball through our international program or our community program, as you know, Lindsay's doing adult classes, we're running community programs for the kids in the day, and it's just really helped those netballers that are desperately missing being together to stay connected. And it's been a real pleasure to see that grow, actually, and I'm just so pleased that we've been able to deliver that and can continue to do that over the summer.
The fact that Keaton Chambers as well, they're getting involved where maybe companies around the country are just looking at reviewing funding, that's a big plus for you as well.
Oh, it's fantastic, and they're really committed to netball and committed to supporting our project. And what they're hoping is that this won't be a flash in the pan sort of one-off event. We're hoping that this will be the first of an annual event that happens every year at the Copper Box, and Keating are very supportive of that. And I think, as I say, I think when you can explain to companies that the money that we're raising goes to the community that they live and work in, then they're much more engaged in that. And certainly we've had a really positive relationship with Keating Chambers, and it's the start of what I hope will be a pretty amazing competition that's held each year at the Copper Box.
And the chance to be coached by Ziggy can't be a bad thing. Can we find out more about signing up just yet, or is that coming soon?
Yes, they can contact us just on the info email at London Pulse that they'll find on the website. We've started to sign clubs up already regarding expressions of interest, and they can contact us and we'll send them out the details of the competition.
That's brilliant. The website, londonpulsenetball.club?
Yes.
Sam, thanks as always, and hopefully you're the first of many.
Yes, let's hope so. Yes, thanks very much, Andy. Thank you.
I've been doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.